following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. We are back live for hour number three on a Wednesday broadcast. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Inside this hour, Mike Kimber, Lions Insider, Micro Mike, Chat Sports YouTube, part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. We'll get his thoughts on the draft that starts a week from today, week from tonight in downtown Detroit. Mike Knoebel, former NHL star, played at Michigan. The end of the wing season last night. It was an extremely exciting two nights of hockey. And to have their season end, and you heard it in the voice of Dylan Larkin afterwards, emotional. It was, those last two games were as good as it gets in hockey. I know there wasn't a cup on the line, but there was a playoff spot, and they just brought it big time. So we'll talk to Knoebel, also Dr. Bill Pink, the president at Ferris State University. Another edition of Moving Ferris Forward and how the game of golf is moving that Big Rapids campus and Ferris State University forward. We'll hear from Dr. Pink at the end of the hour. If you want to join in on the conversation, we talked about the Tigers losing 5-4. Torque had a couple of errors. Schuble had an error. I think, 200 runs? They lose 5-4, tied it up in the eighth. Thought they were going to steal another one. They got to get their bats going, but it was good to see Parker Meadows hit a homer. And Vanderwall was on earlier saying he just got to flatten out, plane his swing. And he did and jacked one. And I thought they were going to steal it. And then Torque had just one of the ugliest innings defensively you ever see. Thank you, JV, for coming in. John Vanderwall, the former major leaguer, doing a great job. We'll get to Kimber in a moment, but I did see this story earlier today, right about when we were starting the show, that the NBA has banned Jontay Porter for life after investigation reveals Raptors forward violated league gambling rules. The NBA issued a lifetime ban to Toronto Raptors forward Jontay Porter today for violating those league gambling rules. After an investigation, the league found Porter guilty of, quote, disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes, and betting on NBA games. Some tried to say, well, they're going after a no-name player. No, this dude, I mean, he checked every box for the lifetime ban. He makes Pete Rose look like he bought a lottery ticket. I have told you on air that there have been NBA games this year where the best basketball players in the world on one team will score 5 points in 7 minutes. Really? Yeah. Porter, by the way, is younger brother of Denver Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr. Adam Silver in a press release said, there is nothing more important than protecting the integrity of NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with our sport, which is why Jontay Porter's blatant violations of our gaming rules are being met with the most severe punishment. There you go. And, you know, people are saying, well, they're being hypocrites. They take money from gambling sources. No. LeBron James has a deal with DraftKings. Is he throwing games? Why does everybody have to suffer? Why does a business have to suffer because you have one knucklehead, right? A dumbass who is making money, but he doesn't have the, he had a two-way contract, right? G League to the NBA. So he was supplementing all that with gambling, limiting his play, which meant limiting his play means you didn't shoot, you threw up bricks, right? We can go down the list. I love it when it'd be like saying that someone's stupid enough to be a drunk driver, but everybody else should stop drinking. I love that. Or somebody's crazy with a gun, but everyone shouldn't have guns now. Yeah, okay, sure. This dude got what's coming to him, and I hope that every single sports, and you have the Calvin Ridley thing, but he didn't bet on the NFL. You had J-Mo. He didn't bet on the NFL. He bet on college sports. They're grown men with millions of dollars. A lot of them are grown men who are single with millions of dollars. So with that excess money, you can travel. You can go to the club. You can drink, do drugs, or gamble. There you go. You know, with the money that's out there in all sports, I don't think you can throw, unless you're a goalie, I don't think you can throw a hockey game. I don't, unless you're a goalie. You could let goals go through. That would be the only guy that could throw a hockey game. Football, it would be the quarterback. It would. Because if you watch any of those Netflix specials, like on the Arizona State point-shaving scandal, or any of the betting with Donahue, the former NBA referee, you can't have a lot of people in on what you're doing because somebody's going to talk, right? Most of it is the lone wolf theory. So he fed information. He would sit in meetings. He'd know who's hurt, not playing, da-da-da. I'm talking about the Jante Porter from the Toronto Raptors. Yeah, in the NFL, it would be a quarterback. A kicker would be the perfect guy. Authorities are investigating Sam Schenck, the kicker, for missing 9 field goals in one game. We now resume programming already in progress. Speaking of football, let's go talk to Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Chat Sports, YouTube, Lions conversation there. Also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. The draft is 1 week from tonight in downtown Detroit. And Michael is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I am doing great and super excited to see how the Lions upgrade this roster here in the draft.
And also wondering, because people have to, I don't think you can check in anymore. There's a registration process to get inside the perimeter, I think, for the draft.
Yeah, you just got to go on DetroitLions.com, sign up for it, and you're able to have access to the NFL draft. Real easy to do. You don't got to pay for anything. Just go on that website, sign up, and have fun in Detroit.
Yeah, I think they're just doing the sign-up so they can gauge how many people to expect in downtown Detroit starting a week from tonight.
Yeah, 100%. That's really what it is how many people show up and how well it performs in Detroit. It's not like you're paying for a ticket or anything like that. It's just it gives them the numbers to understand who's going to be attending the draft.
How many people do you think are going to show up?
Oof. You know what? I'll go with a couple hundred thousand. I think a lot of people show up through the 3 days, maybe 500,000 come through the draft and just kind of see how everything is planning out and the events that they have for families there in Detroit, just like other stadiums and other venues have for their draft.
Yeah, a couple hundred thousand, and the setup will be at the Caucus Club, our private event from 7 p.m. until 1 with Bull Rush Sports and NFLPA certified sports agent David Gregory and the Michigan Sports Network. But I think it's going to be insane downtown. I know I'm already hearing things about parking and people are going to have to figure out something. I know we're staying out in a west suburb and we're going to take an Uber in and back, have a driver just to avoid trying to find parking spaces.
Absolutely. And if you are attending the draft, anybody out there listening, I think that's a great idea. You know, take some time, get a couple miles away from the area, do an Uber so you're not having to deal with the parking issues. And if you're trying to stay the night there, it's going to be really difficult to find hotels, motels in that area right in Detroit to stay at. So it'd be a good idea probably to get a couple miles out of Detroit if you want to attend the draft.
Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Chat Sports YouTube. He talks Lions, Lions Nation Unite. He's checking in on the Meyer guest line. So you mentioned the Lions upgrading their roster. I know we've talked a couple weeks ago about that pick 29. Do you envision Brad Holmes trading up? And if they stay at 29, my stance is it will be the best available athlete between speed rusher, corner, tall possession receiver, and offensive lineman.
I agree with you 110%. I think that's exactly what it's going to be. I do envision them trading up, and there's already been rumors that they have called some teams around the 15 area to see if they can come up there and take that selection. Maybe if a certain player that they like falls to them, like a Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo, they could be getting an edge rusher. Just got to see which one is going to be available at 29, or could they get a Jared Verse? Could they get somebody like Leitu up there as well? And an interior offensive line or even tackle, I think it's absolutely possible for Lions if one falls to them at the 29th pick.
Yeah, you know, Holmes, he's not going to show his hand. If we have the pattern we've watched in the drafts he's been involved with since he was hired with Dan Campbell, I also sense that a big move. You're going to have, like you're saying, a couple hundred thousand people in downtown Detroit, Michael. And if you move up and do a big move with the Lions Nation roaring, their new uniforms will be unveiled tomorrow night. They're going to have new jerseys, new gear. You'll make the place electric if you move up to grab a stud who could step in and start right away.
And that's exactly what they need, is they need to have a player that can be a stud immediately and step up right away. So if they want to make a move to get a cornerback, a position, in my opinion, is a significant need after even the Cameron Sutton situation, they can do that, i.e. trade up for a Quinyon Mitchell, who I have is my cornerback number one. Or if they want to help the secondary out, you can get an edge rusher to get to the quarterback a little bit earlier. And if they want to go up there and get somebody to be opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, they absolutely could do that. But it makes a lot of sense for the Lions to trade up. They've done it before, and I expect them probably to do it again.
So between everything that we've witnessed with the Lions since that loss in the NFC Championship game, that gut punch second half, how much better are they as a team right now than they were when they lost to the Niners?
I think they are a better football team, even roster-wise. The DJ Reader pickup in free agency was significant because he's going to give Aleem McNeil somebody else to help and double team on, and so free up Aiden Hutchinson. His pickup was huge, in my opinion. Then you get in Zeitler, who is a guard, who is the best run guard in the NFL. That is two big upgrades. So I think they're better right there. And then subtraction from the San Francisco 49ers. We don't know what's going on with Ayuk. They lost Chase Young. And then Detroit Lions is sitting here in the draft. And all they got to do is get a player that can help them win immediately. And I think they may have the best roster in football by the end of the draft weekend.
Mike, before I let you go, Goff did mention, I saw the story out there, that there have been some contract talks. The extension, I thought about draft week when all the media is in Detroit, might be the right time. Again, I'm looking at this PR splash side of it. How many years? I threw out the Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day today. How many years and how much per year for Goff? What do you think it will be? If you answer that question, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. How much per year and how many years for Goff? What do you think that deal finally will add up to?
I have an inkling that it's going to be a four-year deal since Erdy has 1 year left, so I'll make it 5 years. And I think around $47.5 to $48 million a year is what it's looking like. Right now, it's the numbers are between 45 and 50, and I can see a compromise occurring there. And Jared Goff wants to be a Detroit Lion. So it's not a situation where he's just trying to do a money grab here. He wants this thing to work out. The Lions want this thing to work out. So I think that is probably where the numbers are going to land in the years.
And I thought about draft week next week would be a good time to announce it. You'd have a lot of national media who are going to roll into Detroit early. The draft is the focal point of the football world. That announcing that you've secured golf for 3 or 4 years additional, I think would be the perfect time to do it.
It would be absolutely the perfect time to do it, and you get media recognition that can talk about it. They'll talk about Jared Goff leading up to the NFL draft, and watch out for Amon Ross St. Brown as well, because he's looking to get a big deal. I would love for it to happen sooner rather than later, because I want these players on this team and just strictly focused on the game.
Yeah, to do Goff and St. Brown, arguably one of the better combinations in the NFL. Over the next the course of that contract with him, and Brown and Goff are taken care of. The Lions fans are going crazy. They move up in the draft. They get Mitchell from Toledo to start at a corner. Oh my God, it's the perfect draft weekend in Detroit. Can't wait to check it out. You can follow Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports YouTube, also part of Lions Nations Unite with Herman Moore and the crew. They'll be at the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub for round one of the NFL draft, and also online at Lions Nation United on their Facebook page. Huge show will be at that 313 bash with Bull Rush Sports and NFLPA certified agent David Gregory, the Michigan Sports Network, our friends from Coppercraft Distillery, Dorn Mayhew, and also the Tullamore Golf Resort, just about a half mile, if that, from the NFL draft stage at the Caucus Club. My man, thank you so much, Michael. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks for having me on, and go Lions. Can't wait for the draft.
All right, Mike Kimber doing a great job talking Lions, and the draft is a week from today. The city of Detroit is on the clock at 8 o'clock tonight, right? There you go. The draft. Now, if you want one of the five pair of VIP passes to join us, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., there'll be food, there'll be beverages, 21 and up to win the tickets, 21 and up to get in. Just go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and you can enter to win a pair of VIP passes. We have five pair. We'll draw from all the entries. @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You'll see where you need to leave your name, and we will give that away coming up on Monday at 5:50. Oh, it's a week from tomorrow. Gosh, my days are off. The draft is a week from tomorrow. Did I say a week from today? Wow. The last 2 weeks, the days have been, I think because the Tigers are playing during the day, everything, it's been all, we even said, is this Thursday? We said that earlier. Because the Tigers are playing all those day games and they're normally Thursday games, right? Yeah, so the draft is a week from tomorrow. There you go. If you want to win tickets to a party that's not happening a week from tonight, go ahead and go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Gosh, I think it's the day games. Oh, because the day games usually are Thursday. Most of the time. There are some Wednesdays. And it's like, is it three day games in a row? Tuesday, Wednesday, and tomorrow, which is Thursday. Why'd you take so long to tell me it was Thursday? Why did you take, because you're probably thinking the same thing, like, yeah, it's Thursday. So the 313 draft bash is a week from tomorrow, and the NFL draft starts a week from tomorrow. I don't want hundreds of thousands of people going to Detroit a week from today. You can go a week from today, hang out, and get ready for draft day. There you go. And thanks to our presenting sponsors, Coppercraft Distillery, the Tullamore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, the Tullamore 18 opens up on Friday. Book your tee time less than an hour north from Grand Rapids at tullamoregolf.com. And also Josh Garvey and his team at Dorn Mayhew. Just talking like it's Thursday. For, I think it was that whole segment. The entire segment. And everyone's driving going, is it Thursday? What happened? Huge get struck by lightning? What's going on there? And then you take 17 minutes to tell me that it's Wednesday. Come on. I do know for a fact if you text Tigers to 21,000 just once, you'll be in the weekly drawings through the end of May to win Tigers tickets. If you win, the tickets will be texted to you courtesy of Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network. Just text Tigers to 21,000. And if you're looking to save money on select games April and May, 15% on every ticket. Go to tigers.com/huge show. That is tigers.com/huge show. On the way, Mike Knubel on the end of the wing season and a historic finish. Those back-to-back games against Montreal were fantastic. Dr. Bill Pink, the president at Ferris State University, he's leading people who are helping make changes for the better in Big Rapids, Michigan, and all across the state. Another edition of Moving Ferris Forward. And remember, our podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Podbean, and more. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Step up to the plate at Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sport. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
The Texas Rangers are in town, and it's worth taking a moment to pause and appreciate Marcus Semien, the terrific second baseman for the Rangers, because he's doing something that simply hasn't happened in a long time, playing a premium defensive position at a high level with a power bat and playing every single day. In the last four full seasons, Semien has played in 162 games three times, 161 games in the other season. At 32, he had a 42-double, 33-home-run season while playing Gold Glove-caliber defense at second base. He finished third in the MVP voting, and he led the Rangers to their first-ever World Series title. Marcus Semien playing his best ball at age 33.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
We played for the thrill. That rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Make sure you listen weekly to our Moving Ferris Forward interviews with Ferris President Bill Pink and other leaders who are moving Ferris forward. Find out more about Big Rapids and Ferris and what they have to offer at ferris.edu.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on the Huge Show across Michigan Wednesday broadcast presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Spring sports are underway through the championships in May and June. You can watch live and on demand boys and girls Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.TV. That is MHSAA.TV. Man, I sat in my truck last night. I told Ken Cal on air it was lucky the night before, and I thought it was going to be lucky back-to-back nights. It was in terms of the Wings getting a miracle goal with 3.3 seconds left, but Philly, for some reason, pulled the – I didn't understand that – pulled the goalie, like, with 3.5 minutes to go, and the game was tied. I'm like, you know, what do you – what are you doing? That was weird when they needed a win, and they could have pulled the goalie later. They could have taken the lead. But in the end, Washington got the 2 points. Wings won an OT or in the shootout, and then they got 2 points. And the Wings lose on the tiebreaker, which stinks. But a valiant effort at the end. It really was. And two of the most unbelievable finishes. The shot with 3.3 left. Just a heck of a run by the Wings, a much better team than we've seen the last 7 years, and I think they're built for the future. Mike Knubel is a former Wing, one of our hockey insiders. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. Huge. How you doing?
Good, man. That it felt like a game seven night between following the Flyers and the Caps, who dropped the puck at the same time. Then the Wings getting down, the same theme as the night before, but this time in Montreal. And Ken Cal's call when they tied it up to force overtime. Just amazing hockey. But I want to get your thoughts on, and I heard Ken Cal and Paul Woods discussing it. I didn't understand why Philly, they needed a win. They needed the 2 points. They couldn't give up a point, I think it was, to Washington. So I assume that's why they pulled their goaltender so early in the game?
Well, I think it was a regulation win. Debate. You know, a lot of coaches now start to pull it like two and a half.
Right.
Mark is where guys, you know, Derek Lalonde certainly does that. He seems to pull it right, you know, like he's comfortable right around 2.5 minutes. And John Tortorella in Philadelphia, I mean, obviously they needed a regulation win.
Right.
In a 1-1 game, and that's a little bit early, and then it seemed like Washington scored like right away, and that's certainly unfortunate. It wouldn't be great if those games were staggered at all last night, but obviously the schedule is not flexible in that respect. You know, the times are the times, but you know, everybody could have used a little gap, and because they were running simultaneously. I mean, they were to the minute almost, so it was like really hard to make a decision or have a video guy kind of half watching one game and feeding you what's going on. But certainly, I mean, you debated whether it was early or not, but yeah, and John Tortorella needed a regulation win for his team. And obviously that's his priority. He could care less about how it affects anybody else.
Yeah. One thing I will say, I did watch some of the highlights afterwards. Oh my God. Did the Flyers have so many chances to tie that thing up in the last, yeah, this is after they gave up the early pull the goalie empty netter. They had so many chances in the final 2 minutes to tie it up or even win it. It was amazing.
Sure, and I think they even had one called back, right, during the game.
Yes.
It was a goal they had called back. So, I don't know. It's just like, you know, I feel like it wasn't going Detroit's way. You know, they needed that help from Philly and couldn't quite get it. But certainly the last 2 days, I mean, I think I was on your show last week. What was it, Tuesday, Wednesday on your show, and I think they were playing Pittsburgh that night, and you know, we said they got to play 750 hockey, which they did. They proceeded to lose Pittsburgh right away, and then beat Toronto and beat got all their points against Montreal. So we were right in that respect. But you know, I guess you go back to that Pittsburgh game, it couldn't quite sneak a point out of that game, and that ended up being the their undoing there a little bit. But what I mean, as fans, you know, watching and Red Wing fans got to be encouraged of the effort they put in the last two games. They were certainly exciting. I know I made sure I wasn't going to miss that last little bit to see the game for them. To tell you know, Dave Perron hit a one, you know, have that one timer with 3.5 seconds left was, you know.
Oh my God, that one timer where Larkin's dive and might have used the glove to get the how quick he was able to get it off. And in hockey, it has to, if I'm not wrong, it has to cross the line with time left. It's not like you can let it go and it doesn't matter. It was just and I'm listening on the radio because I was kind of superstitious. So I'm following the Flyers game on the radio and Caps. I'm sitting there listening to the Wings and how surprised Cal was that the shot went in to force overtime. It was just really good. And this team, like I talked with Ken and Paul Woods yesterday before the Montreal game from Canada, you know, this team is different. And they're built for a playoff run coming up. But when I say playoff run, one of those, you know, 4 to 7, 8 year runs where they're going to be in the playoffs every year. Would you agree or disagree?
I don't know. You know, it's still, I think still some of that's going to take shape a little bit more as far as some of their prospects filling in. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, a guy like Lucas Raymond and he's, you know, obviously put himself kind of another stratosphere here. I think he had what did he finish with 31 and 40, like 70 point season. That's pretty good in your third year as a 21 year old. And, you know, it's like, who's going to join him? You need some other young blood. And, you know, Larkin certainly gives a valiant effort every night. For most nights, he's, you know, he's a big factor. And when they missed him this year, they didn't have him, you know. And then how many more years does he have, good hockey does he have left? And I think the X factor is Patrick Kane. I mean, that guy was as timely as anybody. And the huge shining by Steve Yzerman to bring him in. And they wouldn't be there without him. He's a point per game guy going through. And I mean, I think, you know, they're going to fight like hell, I'm sure, this summer and with his agent trying to make sure that they can keep Patrick Kane. And that's going to be a big factor, I think, in this team moving forward and even being where they are, you know, at this point, where they are next year, you know. And if you don't get Patrick Kane back, who's replacing that, you know, whether it's a combination of free agency or whatever, or growth and some younger players. But certainly there's going to be a bunch of X factors. And I think the players, you know, it's hard. And that's going to be Steve's task, to be like, how close are we really? You know, are we really close? Will you get lucky at the end? You know, who's got more to give us? You know, who do we feel is going to develop? And so those are really tough questions. I think when you're this close to a playoffs, it makes it really hard for the GM, because you're like, oh, you know, like, you got to analyze, how close are we? Like, are we really a playoff team, or do we just get on a run, or why did we get to where we got to? You know, is it one guy? Like, I think Patrick Kane is a huge part, you know, and Larkin and Raymond had great years. Can they do it again? So I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. You know, like some of the development going on in Grand Rapids, Marco Kasper's had a nice year. You know, Simon Evanson's up playing, and so need another guy or two to grab a spot and again, pick a right guy in free agency. And I think a lot will change on Patrick Kane and what his demands are going to be as far as a player moving forward.
Mike Knoebel, former wing, former Griffins assistant coach, played at Michigan under Red, East Kentwood High School Falcons with Coach Baum. A lot of stops in the NHL, U.S. Olympian in Italy. One of our hockey insiders joining us. You can follow the Grand Rapids Griffins. They have qualified for the AHL Calder Cup playoffs. Go to griffinshockey.com. Tickets, schedule, listen to the games and more at griffinshockey.com. Michael, appreciate the update on the Wings. Tough way to end the season. I don't like tiebreakers where they're going down to conference wins. I wish there was a one game playoff. I do.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of that stuff's up for, you know, the NBA has proven that, you know, that some of this formula can work. And
yeah,
I mean, I think the NHL is super happy with the way the year ended. You know, I mean, Detroit as a city is not happy, but you know, you have Philly involved, you have Detroit involved, you have Washington involved, and they love that, you know. And it'd be really cool to have a little extra fight to get in the playoffs here, where it's all, you know, all the chips are in the table here. But you know, it's certainly NBA's proving that model could work, and the NHL may kind of take some of that to their GMs. Maybe may not be next year, you know, or whatever, but maybe in the future, you know, they might be heading that way, where, you know, you can keep that interest up and have a play-in game, which would be super exciting for everybody.
Yeah, you might even have to give the teams that have qualified even a little bit more rest. You might get a play-in weekend where there's games on Friday and Sunday, and, you know, the Wings would play the Caps, and the Pens are playing the Flyers or whoever, and the winners play on Sunday, and they qualify for playoffs 48 hours later. I think that would be fantastic.
It'd be like
game sevens built in. Mike Knoebel, a good man on and off the ice. Appreciate all your insight during the season. Maybe we'll grab you back in when the Griffins are rolling through the Calder Cup playoffs in the American Hockey League.
You got it, dude. You got it.
All right, Mike Knoebel checking in on the Meyer. guest line, and I know Knubel's going to be part of the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give celebrity golf outing before the tournament begins Father's Day week at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. Ticket and tourney info available right now at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. Girls, girls, the Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue. Sunday, June 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Bill Simonson here for Roast Umber Coffee. It's a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And their nitro cold brew coffee is a convenient and healthy option with no sugar or additives. So if you want a great coffee or energy drink to power you through your morning and your day, it's available in ground or whole bean or in cans. More information on the website and direct delivery to your door at roastumber.com.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000, and you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
It is time for another edition of Moving Ferris Forward. Each and every week, we talk with Ferris State University President Dr. Bill Pink and other leaders at Ferris State University on how they are moving the Bulldogs forward. And Dr. Pink joins us today. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, brother. It's good to hear your voice.
All right. The game of golf, the biggest golf tournament in the world last week, featured a Ferris State PGA golf management instructor. Mark Wilson is one of the PGA rules officials. I drove by Cocky Golf Course when I was up there with my son Ace on a recruiting visit on Saturday on a beautiful 70 or Sunday on a beautiful 73 degree day in Big Rapids. And then I see the post from Rob Bentley and the crew that the Ferris State men's golf program won the GLIAC. So golf is a big part of Ferris State University.
And, you know, I think what happens is that people get lost in the fact that we have all of these incredibly successful athletic programs that are that seem to have higher profile when it comes to having a great football and basketball programs. But I will tell you, we have an incredible amount of pride in what we do, not only on the golf course, but on the tennis courts as well. You look at what that golf team has done. So a golf team that, again, claimed another GLIAC championship, which big kudos to our program. And then also the pride that we have in the fact that, you know, we were the first institution in the country to launch a professional golf management program 50 years ago. We're celebrating 50 years next in the fall of that program. We were the first in the country. When I used to work in the state of Oklahoma, I was at a university there that had a PGM program, and that's where I got to know the PGM and golf management programs really well. Then make it to Ferris and find out that the one right here was the first. We were the original. And so you've got people like Mark Wilson, who is truly a legend. I mean, the blessing we have, how fortunate we are to have Mark Wilson on this campus, a gentleman who repeatedly is tapped on when it comes to the PGA and the major golf tournaments across the country, and is seen as and regarded as one of the top minds when it comes to the rules of golf. We are indeed, we're blessed in that space.
Yeah, and it's part of having a home course, you know, on campus, part of the Ferris State experience, and just how you offer so much in a diverse student body, a diverse board, a diverse teacher list. I mean, you just, you know, the coaches, everything. There's so much to offer at Ferris State University, Dr. Pink, and I know that's been a main focal point since you've taken over as president.
It means a lot to me. And when you think about just the folks who not only come here to work every day, but you look at our student body and how reflective it is of that, it means so much to us as an institution. When you talk about that PGM program, professional golf management, as I was sitting here talking about Mark Wilson, also comes to my mind, just that whole staff over there, Joe Hatch, Chris, those guys over there. Joe Hatch being the PGM director, hey, he's a Ferris State alum. He went through the program himself, and that's what you have here with the Bulldog. Bulldogs come back, and Bulldogs support Bulldogs, and Joe's focus there is that he knows what he gained while he was here as a student in the PGM program, and now he's back so that he can do all he can to help those Bulldogs in the program rise to be exactly all they can be in that program. I love what we do over at Khaki when it comes to PGM.
You can find out more about everything Ferris offers at ferris.edu. That is ferris.edu. Dr. Bill Pink is the president at Ferris State University, talking about that Ferris State men's golf team that just defeated top-ranked rival Grand Valley to claim the GLIAC championship. Just an amazing golf program, and the Ferris State PGA Golf Management Program, as Dr. Pink talked about, founded in 75, celebrating its 50th anniversary next year, and they have Khaki Golf Course. You need to play it if you're a golfer listening anywhere across the state. You can find out everything about golf connected to Ferris State University at ferris.edu. Well, what's next on the horizon for you beyond the PGA Golf Management Program, the success of the golf team? What's next on the Dr. Bill Pink checklist at Ferris?
Well, that's a long checklist too, brother. When you talk about just finishing out, let's just talk about finishing out this school year. We've got the football team has a spring game coming up this Friday evening, 5:30 at Top Taggart Field. We'll have some of our football alum coming back to campus to watch what the guys have done. I was talking to Coach Neese the other day. I was also talking to a couple of players earlier this week, and they say that they've had a really good spring as far as spring workouts are concerned. And so we'll get that spring game going day after tomorrow. We've got graduation coming up in about 2 weeks where we'll have some students walking across the stage in funny hats and the funny dresses, and we'll be able to award them a degree and send them on their way to their career. And then I tell you, we'll be looking forward for fall because we've got some pretty cool stuff that we're looking at to announce for the fall. That's going to be exciting to the future of this university.
You know, I was telling Dave Murray, your VP of Communications and Marketing at Ferris, I'm like, Dr. Bill Pink, I was looking at his sleep chart, which is at ferris.edu, 90 minutes of sleep every night. while he is leading and moving Ferris forward. Just an amazing man. It's amazing.
That's about how I feel these days, brother.
Yeah, but keep it up. You're doing good things, and a lot of people are talking about Ferris. And if you want to find out how Dr. Bill Pink and the leaders are moving Ferris forward, go to ferris.edu. That's ferris.edu. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too. Appreciate you, brother.
And don't forget about the Ferris State University Tony and Eastled National Championship Caliber Football Program. They're doing a Friday night spring game, which is a smart move with Michigan State and Michigan this weekend. They're doing a Friday night, I think 5:30 at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. Again, you want more info and the link to the spring game and more, go to ferris.edu.
Big, bad, huge.